When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Jørgen Klopp sier at tapet for Real Madrid var fullt fortjent. Her pausepraten onsdag 7. april ved Mari Lunde. Liverpool slet på Real Madrids treningsfelt i går, da de to europeiske kjempene møttes i første kvartfinale av Champions League. Spanjolene vant 3-1 etter en kamp hvor Liverpool var spesielt dårlig i første omgang og gjorde mange feil.
So first and foremost, I think that's most important. I think we didn't deserve to win tonight, to be honest. We didn't play good enough for that. And that's maybe my first concern, what I think about, that we, especially in the first half, we didn't play well, good enough football. So we pressed them kind of okay. They were under pressure, had to shoot a lot of long balls without a proper target. We won these balls, but we gave these balls pretty much with the second pass away again. So that didn't help. And a game is a summary of momentum, if you want. And we always, when we had this good momentum that we won the ball, then we changed that immediately by giving the ball away. Football is a game with a lot of where mistakes are completely normal. But you have to make the mistakes in the right spaces. If you do that, then you can win the ball back by counter-pressing or stuff like this. But when you are in completely unexpected situations, pass the ball in the feet of the opponent, that's then tricky. So we concede the first goal. Obviously served the second on the plate, but that was not the real problem of the game. Of course, conceding goals is a problem, but that was not a problem. Second half, we did better. We played better football. We tried to create. It's then obviously very difficult against a really passionate and deep defending Real Madrid side with the counter attacking threat they are. But we score our goal, which is obviously the positive of the night. And that's how it is. So did we deserve more than the 3-1? I'm not sure, to be honest. The situation with Sadio, I have to say, what the ref did tonight, I don't understand. For me, that was something personal because he did deal with the situation from Sadio, which is a clear foul, like it was a diver or whatever. And from that moment on, Sadio could go whenever he went down, he didn't get anything anymore. So, and that's just not right.
Liverpools første omgang imponerte ingen, men i andre omgang var de mer presise og angrepslystne. Det ga uttelling. Mohamed Salah skåret for Liverpool 5 minutter etter hvilen, og det viktige bortemålet gir Liverpool fortsatt håp om avansement. Det ikke første gang Liverpool har trengt et comeback, men denne gangen blir det uten supportere på tribunen. Det blir vanskelig, tror Klopp.
Yeah, of course. It's completely different. It's completely different. If you want to have some emotional memories, you watched the Barcelona game back, and 80% of this game was the atmosphere in the stadium, I would say. So, yes, we have to do it without that. And it's not that I sit here and think, yeah, we are the comebacks is our thing. We do that all the time. We had from time to time, we always had then supporters in the stadium. We don't have that this time. So I don't know if we can do it, but I can promise you we will give it a proper try. And that's all. The boys really want. Today in the first half, we couldn't. For whatever reason, and we didn't, and that's what we have to find out, to change, and to go again. That's all, and then we will see. It must be a really tricky task for Real Madrid at Anfield, with or without supporters.
Returoppgjøret mot Real Madrid spilles onsdag 14. april. Liverpool-ledelsen ønsker å starte samtaler om nye kontrakter med fire av klubbens viktigste spillere. Dette melder The Times. Kontraktene med Mohamed Salah, Virgil van Dijk og Fabinho løper ut sommeren 2023, og Alissons kontrakt går ut sommeren 2024. For å unngå å havne i en situasjon sånn som den med Gini Wijnaldum, som kan forsvinne fra Liverpool som bossmannsspiller til sommeren, ønsker de allerede nå å inngå samtaler om nye langtidskontrakter med de fire stjernespillerne. Ifølge The Athletic har ikke Southampton gitt opp håpet om å lokke Nico Williams til sørkysten. Southampton forsøkte å låne den unge høyrebekken i januar, men fikk nei fra Liverpool. Ifølge Dan Sheldon vil de prøve seg igjen til sommeren, og en kjøpsopsjon skal være viktig for The Saints. Avtalen som tok Kyle Walker-Peters til Southampton fra Tottenham i 2020, først på lån og deretter permanent, blir sett på som malen. Men det er langt fra sikkert at Liverpool er villige til å gi slipp på Williams, da han fungerer som eneste backup for Trent Alexander-Arnold. Du har lyttet til pausepraten «Det siste døgnet med Liverpool» fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. For flere Liverpool-nyheter kan du besøke liverpool.no.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.